NFL Playbook with ESPN's Adam Schefter.
All right, welcome back, and we have our senior NFL insider from ESPN. He's the one and only Adam Schefter. He's on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Good afternoon, Schefty.
Anthony, Bobby, how are we doing?
We're doing well. I thought the best thing I saw on Twitter yesterday was your instant message or direct message to Katie Kamlin in Kansas City, who got the Dom Perignon source and connected the dots and decided that something big was breaking, and she really lit the fuse, but you were the one that set off the big fireworks. So congratulations to both of you.
Well, thank you. Listen, good for her. And and there are a lot of people that weigh in on a lot of different topics, and many of whom are not right and don't follow up and point that out. But yeah, she was on it. I was unaware of it, to be perfectly frank, until post facto when I saw it. I wanted to give her the shout out and the credit that she deserved for being the first to sniff it out, so to speak. Good job by her. I don't know why she's working in a liquor store. She should have my job. She could have my job if she wants it. And just wanted to congratulate her. So I shot her a DM on Twitter, and she put it up to the world to see, which I didn't know she was going to do. But that's her right. And all good. She did good work there. And she hopefully she makes commission on 6 bottles of Dom Perignon, and she gets to celebrate the work that she did on that story as well.
Well, what's amazing, Adam, is you've worked in this industry for a long time, more than 25 years, yeah. Developed all these sources, all these relationships, connections, and all these different teams. I mean, I'm amazed that a member of the Chiefs front office would be that loose coming in there and like kind of just, we've got a big signing day. Chris Jones? Nope, not him. Well, who's the other guy that you would be buying 6 bottles of champagne for? And they should have bought 10, yeah. One for every year of the extension.
Yeah, well, and again, like I said, there are a lot of people out there that always claim that they had it for, and it's, you know, and it's so funny to say, you know, like, and we see it in every big story, we're waiting for trades to happen or deals to happen, and somebody could say, Dak Prescott signing with the Cowboys this afternoon, and then if and when he does, I had it first. Okay, you did, right? But the world doesn't really work like that. And again, she was on it. She deserves the props that she got, and it was a fun thing for her. And yes, that's exactly right. You know, some member of the Chiefs front office, whoever it was, went in there and led on whatever that person did. And this woman, you know, picked up on the fact that something was going down and something big was going down. You know, it was funny because that afternoon I was working from home and somebody called me and they're like, hey, you're aware of this Mahomes stuff, right? And I'm like, no. And they said, yeah, he's got a deal done. I'm like, how long is the deal? And they're like, 10, I'm like, 10 years? 10? And they say, yeah, and that was how I tweeted, because that was my reaction when I heard that it was 10 years. Like, 10 years. I mean, to me, it's one thing that he got the deal done, right? Like, that's notable in and of itself, because the best player in football landed the richest contract in sports history. But the amount of time on that contract really surprised me. I just was taken aback by that on a lot of different levels. And again, I think it's a win-win because Patrick Mahomes gets a contract he deserves every penny. And if they'd signed him for $600 million, I wouldn't have argued with it. But the fact that they got him for 10 years through the age of 37 is unbelievable to me. So good for the Chiefs and good for Patrick Mahomes. And that's kind of where we're at right now.
Yeah, because, I mean, none of us, we've seen, he's so admired. He won the Super Bowl. He delivered the Lombardi for them already. So they've already seen everything. In fact, they've already paid him somewhat now for the Lombardi that he delivered. But I know we all were surprised by the length of it because of no player usually of that caliber would want to lock himself up for that many years. And yet he decided to do this. And I'm just curious from the people you talk to and, you know, what makes this kid tick? I mean, it clearly he got enough money out of it. He got enough apparently in the guarantees that he decided that that's it. I will no longer be able to pick where I play my pro career. This is it. I've done it now.
And I think that was the element of the deal that surprised a lot of people. I'm not going to argue with the money. And I think part of this is that basically you have a situation where, in this particular case, they've got a situation where he's got $450 million that's waived in front of him. $450 million. Who turns down $450 million when it's waived in front of you? It's the richest deal in sports history. But if we're going to look at it from the other way, I just say that the NFL media rights deals are going to get done in the next year or so. And when the new TV contracts and internet rights and all those things get factored in together, gambling, betting, fantasy, all the money that's going to flow into this sport, hopefully post-pandemic, okay? I just wonder if 5 years from now he's saying, yeah, 450 was great, and it was, but now we're looking at 900. And so, look, the children of his children's children are set for life. So how could you ever argue with that? But in this day and age, in any day and age, 10 years, 12 years with the two existing he had left is such a long time to commit to, especially when we're on the cusp of a media rights deal that I think is going to reset the bar, right?
No, yeah, that's very surprising.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It's just the one, I guess, the issue is, Adam, is how much does the revenue take a hit this year, and then how much do they try to smooth that over the next 3 years with the cap, and kind of how all that factors in and how all that works. And I guess looking at this, do you think this deal and the fact that he took the ultra long term, and we've started seeing, you know, Russell Wilson do the 4 year, Dak Prescott pushing for the 4 year, more of the NBA model where I don't ever want to get behind the salary cap. Do you think this will impact the negotiations with Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys?
I don't. Do I think it will come up? Absolutely. How could it not? It's that significant, that a deal of that magnitude. And I think Dallas will say, look, Dak, you've wanted 4 years. You've been adamant on 4 years. We've been adamant on at least five. And we just saw the best player in all of football do double the amount we're asking for, 10. But you know what? Everybody's in a different situation. And everybody gets to do what is right for them. And Patrick Mahomes had 2 years left on his deal for $27.8 million. And Dak Prescott has already played through his rookie contract to the point where he's franchised. And there are not many quarterbacks that play themselves into a position where they're franchised. And if Dak wants to bet on himself on a year-to-year basis, he can play this out over the next 5 years, make about $190 million over 5 years, and then first hit free agency when the new media rights deal is kicked in. So if you just do the math there, 190 plus whatever he gets as a free agent at that point in time when he's roughly, oh, let's say 30 years old, holy moly. And that's why you say 450 for Patrick Mahomes now, great, like deserves every penny, best player in football, unbelievable. But what are his thoughts going to be in 5 years? And that's why, if you know, in a sport where there's not a lot of security, Patrick Mahomes opted for security, and I actually think it's a team-friendly deal. Team-friendly deal. Mm-hmm. The richest contract in sports. But that was his choice. But I don't think it really impacts Dak, but it would be ignorant and naive to think that the conversation about that deal won't come up.
Adam Schefter with us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. So the Chiefs, I agree with you. It comes off as a headline deal, but the Chiefs get what looks to be a bargain on paper with what they've already seen out of this guy and what they know he is, because he's already delivered when the lights are the brightest. It's not like he's just been a stat compiler and we don't know what he's going to be like in a Super Bowl. We've already seen that, and we've seen him down in the Super Bowl and have to bring them back. So we've seen a lot. But let me ask you this. If he were to suffer an injury over the next couple years and then isn't the same kind of guy – What is he guaranteed to walk away with in this deal, regardless of how he turns out? And what do the Chiefs – can the Chiefs ever get out of this if they want?
Yeah. Well, that's the interesting part of the deal that makes it rare and unusual, is that the injury guarantee is $141.48 million. So basically $141.5 million. Okay, so Patrick Mahomes is guaranteed that if he were to suffer – some significant injury, and hopefully he doesn't. But after that, beyond that, basically there's a roster bonus year to year that guarantees the salary for that year. So the Chiefs could decide in 5 years, oh, you know what? We don't want to pay Patrick Mahomes the $40 million. Because if you look at the extension on the 10 years, it's $40 million average on the first 5 years and $50 million average on the next 10 years. That way, 30. Yeah, right. That's right. $50 million on the last 5 years. So, right. 40 for the first five, 50 for the second five. That's exactly what it is. And so they could decide at any point, you know what, he's not worth it. But I think what's even more likely is that, I don't know, 3-4 years from now, they may need more cap relief, and he's going to be the first guy they go to restructure that contract, and they'll get more guarantees. So we can assess it now, but the truth of the matter is that contract is probably going to get redone anyway, because he's the one that will give them flexibility if they need it, if they need it. But right now, as it stands, roster bonuses on a year-to-year basis, $141.5 million injury guarantee, and that's sort of the breakdown. Look, it's pretty simple, right? He had 2 years at 27.8 left. He has a 10-year, $450 million extension. He's got $25 million worth of incentives in the 10 years of the extension. And the incentives are very easy. Each year, there's a $1.25 million incentive if they go to the Super Bowl, and a $1.25 million incentive if he wins NFL MVP. If either one of those happen in any year, he gets that particular incentive. If they both happen, he makes $2.5 million. If he wins the Super Bowl MVP and goes to the Super Bowl in 10 straight years, he'd cash in on $25 million in incentives. So it's a 10-year, $450 million extension with 2 years left. Really brings it to 477 plus those incentives that you can mix in, but you wouldn't count on as great as he is.
Before we let you go, Adam, in about the next 30 seconds, do you think DeSean Jackson is an Eagle this season?
My guess is yes, but I say that with zero confidence, because I think that is a developing fluid situation. What he said is unacceptable and excusable. And if many players had said something similar in their own line of work, in their own beliefs, in their own practices, in their own race, in their own whatever, I think many teams would have moved on from them. And the fact that the Eagles haven't done that yet right now, I guess, is a little bit surprising. There have been a number of outraged people that have reached out to me. And I understand why they're outraged. It's unacceptable what he said. And I'll let the team decide what is the best way to handle that.
All right, Shefty, good to have you as always, man. Stay well, and we'll hit you up next week.
Hey, have a great week, guys. Be well, stay healthy, and we'll talk Wednesday.